ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. The Supreme Court handing down several rulings Friday, including a case out of Oregon over whether cities can outlaw homeless encampments. The High Court ruled the laws do not violate the Eighth Amendment's cruel and unusual punishments clause. Anitra Freeman is a formerly homeless person in Seattle.
Frankly, we expected it. We know there's a six-person conservative majority on the Supreme Court.
The High Court also significantly curtailed the scope of an obstruction charge that's been levied against numerous January 6th rioters. More than 2 years after a gunman killed 19 students and two teachers at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas, prosecutors filing charges against the former school district police chief and one of his officers over their delay in confronting the shooter. Growing calls for President Biden to withdraw from the 2024 presidential race following his debate performance Thursday. The New York Times editorial board calling for him to step aside. This is ABC News.
Multiple homes.
A measure of prices that's closely tracked by the Federal Reserve is suggesting that inflation is continuing to ease.
Consumer prices were flat from April to May, the mildest performance in more than 4 years, says the Personal Consumption Expenditures Index, or PCE. A government report measured from a year earlier, prices rose 2.6% last month, slightly less than in April. When you take out volatile food and energy costs like gasoline, inflation from April to May was just 0.01%. It's encouraging for those hoping for Federal Reserve rate cuts that could lower home, auto, and other loans.
ABC's Chuck Sievertson. With many jobs expected to eventually rely on artificial intelligence, some states are trying to help workers beef up their tech skills before they become outdated and outfoxed by computers. Connecticut working to create what proponents say is the first Citizens AI Academy, a free online repository of classes that people can learn basic skills or obtain certificates from. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
I'm Terry Bell with WMDX News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WMDX website at mad.radio.
The John and Gordy Show.
I was planning to take my sailboat out today.
Were you? Why don't the three of us go sailing
That's a great idea,
wow,
Gordy.
You don't like that idea?
No,
have you ever sailed a boat before?
No, never.
I think we can all get in there.
I think so.
There goes the family show. Sinking
to
quickly.
The bottom of the
sinking
lake.
Sinking slowly in the sunset.
Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
This broad reaching, well, we can't help people because we can't control how they spend the money, somehow magically doesn't apply to billionaires, doesn't apply to corporations who dodge their taxes every year. The only people who are subject to the conservative morality police are poor people. How dare you?
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave died unexpectedly on Friday. Delagrave was first elected in 2015. County Board Chair Tom Kramer will serve as the acting county executive until the position is filled. Delagrave was born and raised in Racine County and lived in the area his entire life. Milwaukee leaders are calling for an end to gun violence after 2 days of multiple shootings. Milwaukee Police Chief Jeffrey Norman spoke at a press conference Thursday.
And we as a community need to step up and say, enough! Enough! Show our young ones how to resolve these issues in a productive way. Do something!
15 people were shot in Milwaukee on Wednesday and Thursday. A man, a pregnant woman, and a one-year-old baby were killed. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
Another Brewers Grand Slam. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the Cubs 4-2 here at American Family Field. Three Brewers have now hit Grand Slams this week. Rhys Hoskins, Jake Bauer, and this time it was rookie Jackson Churio, bottom of the fourth on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
The 1-2, Churio in the air. Left field.
It's Churio's first career Grand Slam. Pat Murphy on the 20-year-old's progress.
You've watched it. You know, the kid is learning, and he's made the most of his opportunities lately, and you can see why. you know, our people decided to sign him long term.
The Cubs fall to 38-45 on the season and remain in last place. Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
I think we got to plan on scoring more runs. You know, we've got to score more runs. No question about it. That's a part of this for sure.
Again, the Brewers with a 4-2 win from American Family Field with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight with scattered showers and thunderstorms and lows in the upper 60s. For tomorrow, a mixture of sunshine and clouds and highs to the low 80s. Lots of sun and low 70s Sunday. Increasing clouds Monday, a chance of storms by night, highs low 70s. Currently, it's 66.
From the city where the official bird is the plastic pink flamingo. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. Joe Biden, President Biden, just gave a barn burner speech in North Carolina. I caught part of it during the break, and he was good. Toward the end, he said, and I thought this was interesting, he said, I don't walk as easy as I used to. I don't speak as well as I used to. I don't debate as well as I used to, but I do know what I do well. I know how to tell the truth. I know right from wrong, and I know how to do this job, and I know how to get things done. Then he said, I'm not a young man, to state the obvious, but when you get knocked down, you get back up. There you go. Doesn't sound like a guy who's going anywhere soon. Picking up your calls here, Brandon in New Orleans. Hey, Brandon, what's up?
Yeah, I'd love to talk about Louisiana politics and how 36% of my state only voted, and that's what led to Jeff Landry. But y'all's show sounds unhinged today. It's like the idea that we're going to skip over Kamala Harris for another white dude is not a death sentence for everybody else who's actually threatened in this country is insane. I don't understand it. I mean, you know, everybody seems so nervous, but I was more nervous when liberals were basically guaranteeing me the dump's defeat. You know, nobody really is super excited about Joe Biden. I mean, he canceled $40,000 worth of my student loan debt, but most people don't seem like they're running out to vote for Joe Biden. So when you tell them that we got this, that's when people stay home. And I'm from a state that where 36% of the public only voted, so we ended up with 18% of the population throwing Jeff Clancy to me.
Yeah.
You know, and the reason why that is because John Bel Edwards decided to be a good idea. He's a Democrat. He was a Democratic governor. He thought it would be a really good idea and campaigned on signing that trigger law. And then the head of the DNC here, Katie Bernhardt, worked with James Carville to ensure that Gary Chambers did not become a black progressive senator from Louisiana because they did not believe that a black man should run statewide office in Louisiana. Jeez. And then it ticked off most of the black voters, and we have 33, according to the census, there's 33% of my state is black, but we both know that it's higher than that. And so we end up in these places where we're constantly trying to tick off our own base to get one more extra conservative over there from a party that is willing to run David Duke to be my governor in a state that's one of the blackest states in the nation.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I understand that people were nervous that he didn't have a great performance last night, but oh my goodness, this show sounds like it's being run by the blue state exit liberals who would abandon Martin Luther King because Georgia had the audacity to vote for Lester Maddox. It's insane. I don't get it. If you were to pass up get rid of Joe Biden and pass up Kamala Harris for Gavin Newsom, you are going to tick off a lot of people you need to vote for you.
You're probably right, Brandon.
Utter insanity.
Yeah, you're probably right. I mean, and you know, my guess is that we're not going to see any kind of a change, but we haven't seen the numbers yet. I mean, if the result of last night was because that was the most watched presidential debate in the history of America, because CNN licensed that to all the other networks, so everybody in the country watched that. You know, I mean, it's a huge audience. If we find out that that debate lost Biden 3 or 4 points, he will definitely lose the White House. And if he loses the White House, he's going to take down the Senate and the House with him, and he's going to take down some governorships with him, and it's going to be a disaster for this country. It's going to throw us into fascism. Is that...
I remember Hillary Clinton trouncing Donald Trump in those debates. you know, it had no effect. I don't think...
No, it had considerable effect.
Actually...
She beat him by 3 million votes.
Well, she didn't put her in the White House, though.
Well, I mean, like, yes, you know, that was an anomaly.
7.6 million voters in order to get there. Nobody likes to talk about that. But, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, if Donald Trump had pooped his pants on that stage, Republicans would be out there telling you he won it. And he just threw a shotgun of lies at people, which flusters most people. Did he do a bad job? Yeah, he didn't do a great job. But at the end of the day, you're stuck. Yeah. That's what it is.
Yeah.
You know, you're not going to pass him up for somebody else. Claire McCaskill sounds ridiculous on television. Everybody sounds like they're crying. But I'm way more nervous when everybody's telling me, ooh, we got this. It's going to win. You know, I would much rather people think, oh, no, we're going to lose. I better take my behind to the polls.
Yeah.
You know, because if I... I
get it, Brandon. You're starting to repeat yourself. You know, I get it.
Okay.
So thank you very much. Brad in Richmond, Virginia. Hey, Brad, what's up?
I think both of them are unfit to be the president. We have a convicted felon on one side.
I think Biden's entirely fit to be president. I just think he's a lousy campaigner. There's a difference.
Well, there is a difference, but, I mean, it's not the first time that he showed signs of not being able to put together coherent thoughts. I mean, in Vietnam, they had to pull him off the stage because he was beginning to embarrass himself. He turned to shake hands while nobody's there. He talks about being a truck driver. I mean, I'm going to vote for him because even though I am very conservative and Republican, I would rather vote for some kind of sanity than insanity. But I just don't think we have a very good choice this year for president. And I think it actually goes back to the 2012 election when we should have, in my opinion, we should have elected Mitt Romney, who one turned out to be 100% correct about Russia when he was mocked for that. I think if he had gone Mitt Romney in 2012, we wouldn't be in the position we are now.
Okay. Vote registered, Brad. Yeah, thank you for the call. Larry in Los Angeles. Hey, Larry, what's up?
Okay, two callers back kind of hit on what I wanted to do, so I'm not going to redo it. But I will say one thing. I don't know why everybody's wetting themselves. I saw the debate. Yes, Biden did not do a good job. And I got over it last night. We have months to go. This summer is likely going to be a very, very hot summer. It's going to remind everybody that we need to do something about global warming. Mm-hmm. And Trump is not going to do it. He's going to kill this planet. And we need to be focused on making sure that the clown does not kill this planet.
Yep.
And I did not like what CNN did. Several times they started stating facts as if they were in question when they were talking to Joe Biden. Mm-hmm. And I don't like CNN to begin with. And by the way, they cut CNN off of my cable. I don't get it anymore. They put another right-wing station on my cable. Really? So now it's all just nothing but right-wing on my cable TV.
Wow. Who's your cable provider?
Spectrum.
Wow. And they dumped Spectrum, dumped CNN. That amazes me.
I can't find it anymore.
Yeah.
But I did find them. I did find a YouTube of CNN, and I thought it was going to be a replay, so I started looking at it, and then they put parts of the debate on loop. Mm. The parts where Biden looked the worst.
Right.
CNN put that on a loop.
Jeez.
So no, I don't like that station. And yes, they do want Donald Trump back, just like every
CNN, I mean, this story kind of, it was kind of a one-day story, but CNN, senior management of CNN is now a couple of guys who have, you know, long history as conservative Republicans.
Yeah, and they're the one that brought us Tucker Carlson.
Yeah.
So, they birthed him from their loins.
Yeah.
So, I don't trust that station.
Yeah. I get
so I got over it. So now I'm still thinking we have a very good chance, and I do believe that we should run scared.
Yeah.
Because Donald, we can't have a clown get back into the room.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. I don't want the rapist to become president. Larry, thank you for the call. It's 15 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We'll be right back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us. Let's face it, life can be stressful. It can be overwhelming. Stress can make a mess of your digestion and immune system, too. But here's the thing, you can handle it. Introducing Just Calm, the breakthrough new stress-busting formula from Just Thrive. Say goodbye to frazzled nerves and hello to a steady, chill, more relaxed you. Just Calm's exclusive mood-lifting blend is clinically proven to help you relax and breathe a little easier in as little as 4 weeks. Louise and I enjoy Just Calm because it supports better sleep so we can wake up feeling refreshed and revitalized. All this with a money-back guarantee. What do you have to lose? For a limited time, you can save 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive Probiotic and Just Calm at justthrive.com with the promo code TOM. That's like getting a month for free. To learn more about this groundbreaking company, don't miss our special podcast about Just Thrive. Take control today with Just Thrive.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
Are your taste buds bored? Awaken those tired senses with a culinary treat at La Pollera Colombiana in Madison. La Pollera Colombiana's delicious, authentic cuisine is like taking a food journey through Colombia. There's a dance of flavors in every bite. Open Sunday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday, 9 a.m. till midnight. La Pollera Colombiana, 3579 East Washington Avenue in Madison. Your taste buds will thank you. La Pollera Colombiana.
Sure, the home seller's market is hot right now, but that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer, making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, your local realtor, friend, and neighbor, has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group and move to Madison.com.
The Todd Alba Show.
Brady joining us live via phone.
I tell the guys before every game, and honestly try to do it before every practice, challenge is going to come. This team is not just going to show up and allow us to walk all over them and win. Really what matters is how are we going to respond to that. And if you can adapt and use it as a learning opportunity, it's going to set you up to go accomplish darn near anything you want to.
I think there are a lot of people that need to hear that message today.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk.
Our guest, Jonathan Gurko. Deliberative dialogue in democracy isn't winning an argument.
Instead of how do we win and end the conversation, how do we keep it going? How do I listen in a way on the assumption that someone else has something that I can learn from that will improve my point of view so that we can grow? To me, that's the democratic project.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
The Caribbean when I was a kid, it really just blew my mind. I mean, when you're sitting on the beach, it's so peaceful and you sort of forget there's a whole other world under there, just full of all kinds of life. We saw the most beautiful corals. I remember thinking they were waving at us as they moved with the ocean. And then there were all these amazing fish. They kind of reminded me of tropical birds. They were so bright and colorful, just darting all over the place like birds in the sky. I'll never forget it. It completely changed the way I look at the ocean.
Most of us have a memory of being in nature we'll never forget. Let's protect the world's natural places so more memories can be made for generations to come. Visit worldwildlife.org.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Do you know Cesar Millan? He's the original host of the Emmy-nominated TV series The Dog Whisperer and is the star of the newest hit show, Better Human, Better Dog. He's a legendary dog behaviorist with multiple hit TV shows where he basically transforms troubled dogs into calm, carefree pups. And if there's one thing this man knows, it's how to care for dogs the right way. That's why I was so excited to find out which food he feeds his dogs. It's Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty Pets. Knowing Cesar Millan relies on this freeze-dried raw food to help keep his own pack healthy makes me feel even more excited about giving it to my dogs, Blue and Chewy. Because since I started feeding Nature's Blend to them, they just seem so much younger and happier. I also like how it's easy to prepare. There's no messy pouch to squeeze. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught cod skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text feats may apply. drmartypets.com/Tom.
They say the heirs to freedom's flame, with flags they wave and grand proclaim. But look closer and you'll see the founders wouldn't share their glee. Betrayal of the right, twisting truth and life. The founders' vision clear, they turned it into fear. From secular foundations, they preach their fabrications. Betrayal of the right in the name of might. America, secular
proud. Welcome back. 21 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Holly in Washington, D.C. Hey, Holly, what's on your mind today?
Well, today feels a little bit that forlorn feeling I had the day after Trump was elected.
Yeah, me too.
Not that same kind of energetic, and it's kind of a collective, like, deep exhale with, just heavy weight. I heard Frangela on Stephanie's show this morning to make a statement that I think is worth sharing, which is CNN has been wanting to capture Fox audience for a while. That's why that change in the executive branch up right there. And what they did was they set it up perfectly for Trump to shine and Biden to get punked.
Yep.
And unfortunately, for me watching it, it was when Biden wasn't talking that was most disturbing, because he looked as if he was seeing Trump do this thing for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it held that feeling like he was in awe or dumbfounded is probably a better word for it.
Yeah, he needs to learn to close his mouth to begin with.
yeah, I saw A.G. Garland in these congressional hearings, and when he came up against the full fury of MAGA insanity, he had the same look on his face, the jaw. Like, I don't think they fully grok what they're dealing with here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And fully.
Yeah.
Fully.
Yeah,
needs to get punched in the nose, and it just, oh my God.
Yeah, they're dealing with professional fascists.
Yeah.
I mean, real fascists.
Yeah. And to not be prepared for that 2 minutes in 1 minute, I wouldn't agree to that. That's not a debate. Yeah. 2 minutes of fire hose, assault, and then a minute. What's he supposed to say? I mean, it's almost like, have you stopped beating your wife yet?
Yeah. Yeah, it was a setup last night, particularly without the fact-checking. I'm with you. Holly, thank you. Thank you very much. Lori in Ocala, Florida. Hey, Lori, what's on your mind today?
Hey. I woke up with that same feeling. But, you know, now we're all energetic and we're going to get back on our feet.
Mm-hmm.
I heard his speech. I heard Biden's speech in North Carolina. Mm-hmm. Pretty damn good.
Mm-hmm.
He's back on it. He says, hey, you know what? I wasn't really ready for that, but guess what I got? So here's what I'm going to say. In 2022, Arizona Democratic Secretary of State Katie Hobbs, remember the gubernatorial nominee, refused to debate the Republican nominee Carrie Lake.
Right.
Her campaign said it wouldn't be fruitful to debate a conspiracy theorist.
Yep.
She didn't debate her. She didn't take the...
And she won the election.
And she won the election. So let's just take a page out of common sense woman philosophy. You call it what you want. But I think Joe Biden's campaign should immediately adopt, embrace this approach.
I agree.
Admit the error of giving the
and cancel this. Let's cancel the September debate.
Right. Admit the error of giving the liar a chance to be honest. Been there, done that, to become the new motto. Been there, done that. That acknowledges debate debacle and puts the end to the apologies and excuses. I just think, enough. Let's move on. Let's just
I'm
say,
with you.
Hey, you know what? Yeah, because we all kind of thought, so it's a debate. We all do debates. No more. We cannot debate liars. It's impossible.
Completely agree with you, Lori. Lori, thank you. It was so well said. Thank you. Rose in Chicago. Hey, Rose, what's up?
Hi, Tom. First, I just want to say how disappointed I am that President Biden, as soon as he got up to the podium at the beginning, that he didn't start jotting down bullet points of things he was going to want to talk about and some facts and figures to glance at. And I can't believe that his team didn't have him memorize his closing statement, that they obviously knew he was going to give one. I can't believe they didn't have him almost have that memorized. I'm just flabbergasted at that. But what I really called about that whole debate thing being in the past and him what I just said, I just want to point out that to me, Donald Trump's vision of this country is like the first half of the Wizard of Oz movie from, 1939, where it was in black and white and everything was dark and gray and gloomy and overcast. And Joe Biden's vision of this country is, and pretty much always has been, like the second half of the movie that was in living color, rich, vibrant plants and animals and humans and everybody living in harmony and working together for hope and promise for the future. Joe Biden has always talked that way and felt that way, and to me that's such a difference, such a stark difference. So I just wanted to point that out to people.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. Joe Biden is a good man, a good and decent human being, and Donald Trump is not. I'm reluctant to characterize him. Well, he's a rapist. He's a con man. He's a serial criminal. I think we all get it, Rose. I think we all get it. Rose, thanks a lot for the call. 27 minutes past it.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
I keep wanting to say things about Trump that I can't say on the air. We'll be right back with more of your calls. Stay with us. On the line with us is world-renowned integrative veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. He's the author of two books and was featured in a film about animal health. Dr. Marty is also the inventor of the Nature's Blend freeze-dried healthy dog food, and he's the driving force behind DrMartyPets.com. Dr. Marty, welcome back to the program.
It's always a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. So tell us about Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. What inspired you for this?
You know, there's the old motto, it all starts with food. You know, you are what you eat.
Yep.
I've worked on approximately 250,000 patients in my career. And from my experience, I have seen thousands and thousands of companion animals where their health turned around just on the nutritional dietary change.
I can tell you know, my dogs eat your food, and they have a lot more energy than they did before. We've been feeding them Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend for at least a year now, and it's just, it made a difference, a noticeable difference, so I want to testify.
And there it is. Just do an experiment. Go out and live on fast food for a month.
Yeah.
Tell me how you feel.
Yeah.
Then take the next month, you know, clean out a little, and then eat on really biologically appropriate, you know, healthy fish, salads, vegetables, and this and that, you're going to feel better. Your energy is going to soar. That's proven in the human field. Dogs are carnivores and should be eating a high-quality meat diet.
Right.
Show me one flat tooth in a dog's mouth.
Exactly, yeah.
Or so, chewing grain.
Yeah, they are not cows.
Yeah, they're not cows. Our food for dogs is 81% protein.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. The Supreme Court handing down several rulings Friday, including a case out of Oregon over whether cities can outlaw homeless encampments. The High Court ruled the laws do not violate the Eighth Amendment's cruel and unusual punishments clause. Anitra Freeman is a formerly homeless person in Seattle.
Frankly, we expected it. We know there's a six-person conservative majority on the Supreme Court.
The High Court also significantly curtailed the scope of an obstruction charge that's been levied against numerous January 6th rioters. More than 2 years after a gunman killed 19 students and two teachers at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas, prosecutors filing charges against the former school district police chief and one of his officers over their delay in confronting the shooter. Growing calls for President Biden to withdraw from the 2024 presidential race following his debate performance Thursday, the New York Times editorial board calling for him to step aside. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Reactions are split along party lines after Thursday night's presidential debate. Wisconsin Republican strategist Reince Priebus.
The reality is, it was actually a sad, embarrassing night for the president. His family should have sat him down weeks ago and told him, you know, Dad, you know, your spouse, look, it's time to step aside.
Democratic Party of Wisconsin Chair Ben Wickler says Donald Trump is still the wrong choice for Wisconsin. A second teenager from Lincoln Hills Youth Prison is charged in the death of a staff member. 17-year-old Ryan Nyblum was arrested with 16-year-old Javarius Hurd after they attacked 49-year-old Corey Prolks, who was declared brain dead on Tuesday. Nyblum faces charges of felony murder and battery. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight with scattered showers and thunderstorms and lows in the upper 60s. For tomorrow, a mixture of sunshine and clouds and highs to the low 80s. Lots of sun and low 70s Sunday. Increasing clouds Monday, a chance of storms by night, highs low 70s. Currently, it's 66.
The John and Gordy Show.
I was planning to take my sailboat out today.
Were you? Why don't the three of us go sailing
That's a great idea,
wow,
Gordy.
You don't like that idea?
No, have you ever sailed a boat before?
No, never.
I think we can all get in there.
I think so.
There goes the family show. Sinking
to
quickly.
The bottom of the
sinking
lake.
Sinking slowly in the sunset.
Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Broadcasting from Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street, this is Mad Radio 90.
Hartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
From international trade policy to immigration policy to housing, we've got all kinds of topics, the wars between Republicans and Democrats, the Republican efforts to induce fascism in the United States. A great selection of opinions will be found over at HartmanReport.com.
Running thin, a leader rose with courage to bring the light back in. He spoke a change in progress for the working class to thrive. A new deal for the people to keep our dreams alive.
Welcome back. Taking up your calls here on this Friday. Brian in Beverly Hills, California. Hey, Brian, what's up?
Oh, not much. Good morning, Tom. I wanted to say, I think this is kind of, there's a silver lining here. And to me, I'm really glad that all of this is coming out now in June rather than in August or even October. Because we do have a chance to, you know, make an assessment, figure out what we need to do to organize. If it comes to the point, and this is my fantasy here, if it comes to the point where, you know, the DNC or, you know, decide maybe they should have a talk with Biden. What I'd like to see is I'd like to see Biden come out and say, you know, I'm not going to seek re-election, and I am going to nominate Bernie Sanders to be the next candidate. He's helped me. He supported me throughout my presidency. He's given me much advice. He's the most qualified candidate. I think we should put Bernie Sanders up there, because I don't know why nobody wants to talk about that. He's not too old. If you know, Bernie is completely sharp on it. He's got the popularity. He might even have campaign.
I think he's the same age as Biden. I think they're both 81.
Yeah, I think Bernie's a little older than him. But again,
maybe.
To me, age, even with Biden, it's not age with itself. It's just a matter of whether that is going to affect a person or not, or whether it's appearing to be. And I forgot what I was going to say next. But anyway, that's kind of my point. And I know what I was going to say is, as far as like another Democratic candidate, I'm very weary of another Democratic candidate, because what's going to have to happen is it's going to still have to be AIPAC approved, you know, and I don't really find that many of the candidates that have been...
Well, AIPAC is not happy with Joe Biden right now.
Well, they are, because the AIPAC, they don't really care that much, because they give money to Biden and to Trump. And, you know, they also give money to a lot of upper seat Democrats, you know. So I just think, I wish that we would be able to mobilize in the 5 months that, or 4 months or 5 months that we have. I wish we would be able to mobilize to find a candidate that isn't AIPAC associated. I know it's nearly impossible, but that's just my feeling.
No, there's a lot who aren't. Brian, thank you. Thank you for the call. Carol in Chesterville, Missouri. Hey, Carol, what's up?
Hi. Excuse me. Both of my voice like Biden last night. You know, if it didn't sound so crazy, I would say first thing I would have done is taken Biden and had him drug tested. This sounds nuts, but knowing Trump as, you know, such a dirty, cheating rascal, I could see somebody in his group or organization slipping something to Biden. And
He wasn't. We don't need to find excuses, Carol. He, you know, he's 81 years old, and it was past his bedtime.
But if you caught any of that speech today, it's like, that's night and day.
Right. Well, today he was reading a teleprompter, and last night he was dealing with a fire hose of lies. You know, they're very, very different skills.
True enough. Okay, I just thought I'd put it out there.
Yeah, okay.
You know, 90 minutes of a senior moment, It's just something to muse about.
It was a challenge. Thank you, Carol. George in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Hey, George, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I totally agree. First of all, yes, I'm calling from the red state of Tennessee. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I totally agree that last night was a disaster. unfortunately, for President Biden. And I think President Biden, I agree with you, he's been a very good president. But I just do not think he can get this, can win this election after last night's performance. And I have a name that I'm a second-time caller talking to you. I've mentioned this person to you when I called the first time. I think someone who would be an excellent candidate. She's not well known, but, you know, like you were saying, the media scrutiny is going to be great on whoever would replace President Biden on the ticket. And person would be become known very quickly. Anyway, and that is Senator Jeff Merkley, your senator there from Oregon.
Yeah, he's a good man.
You know, he's yes, he's a younger Bernie Sanders, in my opinion.
I agree.
You know, very much like Bernie. And in fact, he was the only senator back in 2016, sitting Democratic senator, to endorse Bernie in the primary over Hillary Clinton.
Oh, that's interesting. I didn't know that. Yeah, it's funny, when Jeff Merkley was first running for the Senate, I actually endorsed the guy who was running against him, a guy named Steve Novick, who lost, and Jeff beat him. And you know, in retrospect, it was a really good thing that that Jeff Merkley became the senator. He's just done an absolutely brilliant job. I mean, Steve has gone on to, he's still very involved in local politics. He's a good guy. You know, I always felt bad about that. You know, and I always hoped that Jeff Merkley had forgiven me, because I have so much respect for him now. He's done such a good job.
Yes, and one thing I had read, this is a couple years ago now, back before it was even known for sure if anybody would challenge President Biden due to his age, or there was speculation he might not run again. Anyway, in 2022, a gentleman named Pete D'Alessandro, I think is his name. I don't know if you know the person. He worked on Sanders' Iowa presidential campaigns in 2016 and 2020. He'd suggested at that time in 2022 that Oregon Senator Jeff Merkley would be someone who progressives could rally behind. Yeah. And he called Senator Merkley in a CBS interview. He said he is one of the most decent people in public life, and he would be a very interesting progressive candidate to run.
Yeah. It's interesting. MSNBC just a few minutes ago was doing polling, or presenting polling, on three possible replacements: Gretchen Whitmer, Pete Buttigieg, and Gavin Newsom. And you know, they're all looking good, but you know, like I said, none of them have had the national spotlight on them. And neither has Jeff Merkley, frankly. In fact, he's right. Kept a fairly low profile here in Oregon, but he's done. You know, he's just nose to the grindstone. He's a worker. He's one of these guys who gets things done. And God bless him. George, I got to move along. Thanks for the call, Stephanie in Downers Grove, Illinois. Hey, Stephanie, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Speaking of nose to the grindstone, I just wanted to remind your listeners that while, you know, people are panicking over who's going to be president, it's still super, super important to support those people in Congress, especially John Tester, Tammy Baldwin, and Sherrod Brown, who are in really tough races.
Yep.
If the worst thing in the world happens and Trump becomes president, they can help to be a buffer against the
That's
extreme
right.
damage he would be causing. And if the best scenario happens and Biden or an alternative comes in there, then actually something good can, you know, come of this Congress. It won't be a stalemate like what we've been having recently.
Right. No, holding the Senate is vitally important, and taking the House as well. And I fully expect that we will do both. But, you know, we'll see.
Yeah, well, we got to get out there and do, you know, like you said, nose to the grindstone. Get those postcards out there, contributions, call them, whatever they need. I mean, yep. These are really, really important seats.
There you go. Stephanie, thank you. Thank you very much. Rick in Castro Valley, California. Hey, Rick, what's up?
Hey, Tom, how are you doing? Good to know you're doing well.
I'm alive and kicking.
You know, like, that's good, and enjoy your vacation. You're a lucky man. Listen, you know, I had that sinking feeling as soon as he came out and walked into the stage. I'm like, something's not right. So I'm sitting with my wife, and he starts talking. I'm like, this is insane.
Hmm.
So I've come to the conclusion that after watching this debacle of a debate that was mishandled by CNN, this is all about, you know, this is about evil versus feeble. And I'm going feeble. because evil, we can't handle it. We are responsible for the position that Biden's been put in. If there's no Trump, we don't have to, we wouldn't have to depend on Biden like this. He's done a wonderful job. He's an old man. Okay, we all get old. But the bottom line is we're responsible for what's going on in this country, and we put him in that position by elevating this criminal. And so I don't believe, deep in the recesses of my, that Trump will be elected. I just think there's too many of us. I think we're tired. We don't need to go back. We need to move forward. And this whole discussion about replacing Biden on ticket is kind of a little kind of ludicrous, given the fact that this doesn't necessarily happen. It's too deep in the game. Come November, people will make the choice that's necessary to keep this country moving forward. And I just have total faith in the public. So, yeah. Evil versus evil, let's go with evil.
Okay. All right. Rick, thank you. It's 45 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's the Tom Hartman Program, occupying the media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, right here. And we'll be right back with you.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
We'll be right back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us. You know Cesar Millan? He was the original host of the Emmy-nominated TV series The Dog Whisperer and is the star of the newest hit show, Better Human, Better Dog. He's a legendary dog behaviorist with multiple hit TV shows where he basically transforms troubled dogs into calm, carefree pups. And if there's one thing this man knows, it's how to care for dogs the right way. That's why I was so excited to find out which food he feeds his dogs. It's Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty Pets. Knowing Cesar Millan relies on this freeze-dried raw food to help keep his own pack healthy makes me feel even more excited about giving it to Blue and Chewy. Because since I started feeding Nature's Blend to them, they just seem so much younger and happier. I also like how it's easy to prepare. There's no messy pouches to squeeze. Save up to 54% off of Nature's Blend and receive a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught cod skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a quick hack for setting and reaching a money goal. Try the SMART system for organizing your approach. S is for specific. What exactly is the goal? I want to save a down payment to buy my first house. M is for measurable. How will you know when you're done? I want to save $50,000. A is for achievable. Well, I'm going to have to cut spending in a few places, but I can save $1,000 a month. R is for relevant. Raising my kid in a home that we own is important for me and for her. I want her to grow up in the same place if we can afford it. And T is time. How long is it going to take? I think I can do this in about 4 years. Thinking through each of those letters is a great way to set yourself up for success when you're making money plans. For more tips on saving more and spending less, head on over to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
The Todd Alba Show.
Brady joining us live via phone.
I tell the guys before every game, and honestly try to do it before every practice, challenge is going to come. This team is not just going to show up and allow us to walk all over them and win. Really what matters is how are we going to respond to that. Man, if you can adapt and use it as a learning opportunity, it's going to set you up to go accomplish darn near anything you want to.
I think there are a lot of people that need to hear that message today.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
And like this.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project!
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations!
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/actnow. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Economics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Corral, Peru, to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy: national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
My experience with Superbeats Healthy Heart Chews is that they are powerful for healthy blood pressure, and that's something I need. They feature grapeseed extract, beetroot powder, and CoQ10. I feel like I'm doing something very good for my blood pressure and heart health every day when I take them. Plus, there's no pills to swallow, and they taste wonderful. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the grapeseed extract in Superbeats is clinically shown to be nearly two times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. New Superbeats Heart Chews Advance support healthy CoQ10 levels too, which is an important nutrient for heart health. Find out how you can get a free 30-day supply and bundles of new Superbeats Heart Chews Advance and save 15% by going to GetSuperBeats.com and using the code TOM. That's GetSuperBeats, BEETS.com, and the code is TOM, THOM, to get your free 30-day supply on bundles of new Superbeats Heart Chews Advanced and save 15%. Don't forget, GetSuperBeats.com, and use that code TOM.
In the heart of our hometown, where the streets are bustling around, we got to need the morning sun. Together we can get things done. Every voice, every hand, together we can make a stand. Tag your in, let's join the fight for a future for what's right.
There you go. Welcome back. 51 minutes past the hour. Sean in eastern Pennsylvania. Hey, Sean, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. First-time caller as well.
Thank you.
Just want to talk about the debate a little bit. Obviously, it's proven that a stupid compulsive liar looks better on TV than a feeble, confused man. But ultimately, I thought it was an embarrassment. I just don't get why it's so hard to explain how bad Republican policies are and how little they've offered American citizens, or just simply rebuke something idiotic Trump says in real time when he says blue states are killing babies after they're born. You know, what the hell is he talking about? Name a state that does that, or how are these babies being killed if that's true? It just because he says something doesn't make it true, and that needs to be emphasized.
Yes.
I'm just, like, completely baffled. I'm in group chats where we're, like, face-palming. Right-wingers celebrating all on social media. Betting odds are apparently favoring Trump more now. For a while, I thought it was pretty unfair that public speaking was, like, a prerequisite for the presidency because ideas should matter more. You know, you don't have to be an orator. But now I realize a lot of us have the same ideas. You know, me, you, a lot of the callers here, we have similar positions as Joe Biden. Some of us probably think we have better positions than Joe Biden. So positions on issues aren't the only qualifier. You need to be able to articulate your stances. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think presidents going forward should even take it a step farther and, you know, instead of spending vacation days golfing or, you know, at Camp David, go into these red districts and even debating these loser Republican politicians, like, you know, go to Jim Jordan's district. What has he done for you in 9 terms? Go to Marjorie Taylor Greene's district. Debate about inflation. Let's see her try to explain how inflation works. You know, it's just crazy. And low information voters are, you know, they're already en masse dealing with misinformation campaigns, you know, just nonsense stuff about, like, how Obama is secretly running the country, things like that. And then when they tune in to a debate like last night, they are not going to be, you know, their minds are not going to change. I do agree with some callers that thank God it's, you know, it's early, it's June, 2 months of Trump campaign rallies of him spewing nonsense might, you know, leave like more of the space in people's mouths, and he'll say some more stupid and hateful things that hopefully people forget about this, but ultimately just really disappointed with last night.
I get it. Sean, thank you. Great report. I appreciate it. Harold in Enfield, Connecticut. Hey, Harold, what's on your mind?
Hi, Tom. Last night, I almost had tears in my eyes watching the president.
I did.
You did. Well, I'll tell you what. I got the anger root. I yelled at him like a crazy man on my TV. Speak up. What's wrong with him? During the break, I heard he had a cold. So I yelled at the guys, why did they let him go along with the cold, you know?
Yep.
And it just was unbelievable. I was so angry. He said, by the way, oh, my God, what is wrong with him? He's a smart man. But today I did get the tears in my eyes. I'll tell you what. I got them when Joe Biden went up to the stage in North Carolina after he gave that speech. I have tears in my eyes for that. He is back. When you see that speech today, you know, I have the radio on my cell phone. Thank God, technology, you know. I was able to do both. Mm. And I tell you, more than a barn burner, he was better than he was at State of the Union. He was loud. He was aggressive. I think he was just ticked off.
Yeah.
And, you know, he is really back. If he does 5-6 more of these on a major prime time somehow, he will definitely win the election. Well, I don't think the American people, you know, they're going to forget about that last night in 2 months, 2 weeks. I mean, you know, they have a attention span of a housefly, really, you know?
Yeah, and he was fresh. I mean, you know, it was today, you know, he was speaking around, 2 o'clock in the afternoon Eastern time. And last night was 9 o'clock at night Eastern time, and that's pretty late for anybody, frankly. I mean, it's past my bedtime.
My bedtime, so, really.
Yeah.
For 80-year-old man, I was going to bed at 8:30 last night. Yeah. I mean, for God's sake, you know, when you have a candidate like Trump who says, you know, the woman who bit her leg off by a shark and the late great Hannibal Lecter and all this other crap, all the crazy stuff that the public largely ignores. It's on the news, but you tell me they're going to ignore that, but yet hold.
Well, what's so wild is the double standard, Harold. If Joe Biden were to start rambling about sharks, they would all be declaring him senile. Donald Trump does it, and it's like, oh, yeah, that's Donald Trump. Harold, I got to go, but thank you for the call. Hey, special thanks to Louise Hartman, Sean Taylor, Nate Atwell, Jamie Holly, Nigel Peacock, Sue Nethercutt, Patrick Hoyt, Gerilyn Halbert, Dave Fulton, Ron Hartenbaum, Chase Spross, Nicholas Miller, Pat Sweeney, Jay LeBlanc, Al Gorilla Rhythm, Jeremy Peterson, Mark Thoman, Connor Arroyo, and Carne Verde, all the fine people who work on this program and help make it possible. And special thanks to you, too, for participating, for calling in, for watching, for sharing the good news about our program with your friends and neighbors. Thank you so much. Don't forget, get out there, get active, tag You're It. I'll see you in a couple of weeks. Please, treat Jefferson well and have a great afternoon.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Do you know Cesar Millan? He was the original host of the Emmy-nominated TV series The Dog Whisperer and is the star of the newest hit show, Better Human, Better Dog. He's a legendary dog behaviorist with multiple hit TV shows where he basically transforms troubled dogs into calm, carefree pups. And if there's one thing this man knows, it's how to care for dogs the right way. That's why I was so excited to find out which food he feeds his dogs. It's Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty Pets. Knowing Cesar Millan relies on this freeze-dried raw food to help keep his own pack healthy makes me feel even more excited about giving it to Blue and Chewy. Because since I started feeding Nature's Blend to them, they just seem so much younger and happier. I also like how it's easy to prepare. There's no messy pouches to squeeze. Save up to 54% off of Nature's Blend and receive a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
On air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Mac Wax Inc. Radio.
From Puerto Rico to Wisconsin, Chera's sultry songwriting showcases her life. She's in studio for a live Saturday night concert. I'm Terry Barr. Join me, rocker and Jimmy K.
Weekend evenings, 6 until midnight, on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. The Supreme Court ruling that